Good morning. It's Friday, April 9th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. The week's warm temperatures continue today and into the weekend with highs in the low 80s. But it will be mostly cloudy today with a chance of thunderstorms. In our top story, the CDC says there are no safety issues with the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine used at Wake County's PNC Arena mass vaccination site. Thursday, 18 people reported having adverse reactions to the one-shot vaccine, including dizziness, fainting, and nausea. 4 people were taken to the hospital to be examined, and Wake County stopped administering the vaccine. But the CDC said the vaccine can be used again and that the reactions are consistent with known common side effects from the vaccine. UNC Health also stopped giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at the Friday Center Clinic after some people felt faint and lightheaded. In education news, the hallways of middle schools and high schools in Wake and Durham counties are filling up again with students who had been home the past year. Thursday was the first day of any in-person instruction since last March for most Durham middle and high school students. They're returning under a mix of in-person and online classes. In neighboring Wake County, Thursday was the first day of daily in-person instruction for middle and high school students in 13 months. They're required to wear face masks and to try to minimize physical contact with classmates and teachers. In politics, U.S. Senator Tom Tillis underwent prostate cancer surgery this week. The North Carolina Republican announced his prostate cancer diagnosis last month but did not give a timeline for his recovery. When he announced his diagnosis, Tillis said he had no symptoms and that the cancer was detected early. He thanked his doctors and nurses for the care they provided him. The Senate returns from recess Monday. In South Carolina, a mass shooting in Rock Hill drew national headlines as a former NFL player shot and killed 5 people and injured a 6th. The victims include a well-known doctor, his wife, and 2 young children. The suspect was Philip Adams, who spent 6 years with the NFL. Police say he killed himself in his parents' home after leaving the doctor's house. Police say they do not know of a motive. And finally, business at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds is slowly getting back to normal, which means big shows are starting to return. This weekend, the fairgrounds will host its biggest indoor event since the pandemic began. The Southern Ideal Home Show will run today through Sunday and will have exhibits to help consumers make decisions about home improvement purchases and projects. Masks will be mandatory. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.